Now, I think we all know that far right members do say some very offensive and hard-hitting things at times. But as a former far right member, I'm going to tell you, something that I did when I was involved in the far right, and I must just say, I am, very ashamed of this, and I'm not saying this to sort of promote what I did. I'm saying this to highlight and to sort of show, where a referral should have been made. Now, there was one time when I was in high school. Now, me and a particular friend used to be involved in the far right at this point. It was obvious to a degree what was involved in, because it was engraving these far right codes into our desks, and by the way that we was talking, you could tell that something was up. Now, in this particular class, there was an assistant teacher. Now, this assistant teacher, she was born and bred in England. She had lived there her entire life. But simply because she had darker skin, and she once told us that she had family in Pakistan, me and my friend would really target her a lot. Now, we'd say things like, "You're not truly British." This is something that I said myself. I would say to her, "You're not truly British. When we get in power, we're going to give all the jobs back to the white British people, and you'll be deported back home." Now, this poor woman, this woman was, born in the UK. She lived there her entire life, but at the time I couldn't see past that. I couldn't pa see past the skin color and the fact that she had family in Pakistan. And I'd tell her that you will have to go and live with your family in Pakistan if we get in power. And obviously I'm massively ashamed for saying that, and I really, really am. But there was, another teacher in the room. That other teacher heard what I said. The other teacher was shocked by what I said. I remember her reaction. I remember her being just genuinely surprised by what I said. But she never made a referral, She never pushed that onto the school safeguarding team or anything like that. Now, this is just an example of, if you ever hear people talking about that sort of stuff, you hear people just, giving that sort of racist abuse out. You hear people talking in support of an individual that you know to be a far right member. You hear people being very anti-Muslim, anti-Islam, anti any ethnic minority, anti-immigration. It is well worth flagging to safeguarding teams, safeguarding leads. As soon as you get a referral in, as soon as you get help and advice for that individual, their process of leaving extremism can begin. Now, if I had been referred to Prevent, or I had been referred to any sort of a counter extremism scheme, whether that be Prevent or Exit UK at the time, there could have been a chance that I didn't get further involved in the far right. Now, I'm not blaming my teacher for not making the referral or anything like that. I'm just simply highlighting the fact that if you do have any concerns, or you know of somebody that's involved within an extremist organisation, please make a referral, get help and advice. It's well worth doing. You could save somebody spending the rest of their lives involved in the extremist movement, and potentially that individual could go down a really extreme path. So you never know. Through you making a simple referral, you could potentially be saving lives. You could be stopping somebody becoming a terrorist. So please, guys, if you have any concerns whatsoever, reach out to Exit UK. We can get you some help and advice, or alternatively, reach out to your work safeguarding teams or safeguarding leads, and they will tell you how you can make a referral.